Now, who's going to be performing right up to the feature time, okay? It'll be Cheryl Perrault, Owen Kennedy, Michelle Boulay, and then Neil Braverman, who will be accompanied by Seth Connolly. So I'm delighted to welcome my good friend Cheryl Perrault, who is a performance poet, who also runs a wonderful open mic in Hopkinton called Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. Please, a big welcome for Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Gwen. Good to see you all here. I had another piece, but my reading glasses, the lens popped out, so I have a larger print piece to share with you. I'm very excited about two events. Ask me for flyers if you're interested. Poetry for the People in Acton on April 12th, just down the street from here with Mary Ruffel. And there will be students, student poet finalists, who will be reading at first. And I will be this Saturday at Prana Yoga Studio in Holliston with Miss Deborah Rocha over there singing her cowgirl song and being funny. This is about being out in nature and what the natural world can teach you when you are quiet in the midst and listening carefully. And in this case, it is listening to snowdrops. And I'm recalling revisiting them as a child in my mother's garden and speaking to one in particular. She is simple linen white, bending ever slight atop the bare brown ground of early morning. As if to beckon over, I look closer to discover her poking out hello into the cold gray mist of dawn. It is just me and this patient ancient white waiting in solemnity until I bow a silent prayer down at her beauty, because I have never seen something so pure and stark sparkling out to me in such dark virginal light and radiance, because I sense the magnitude of peace which blows right through her into me while I am being still here at this moment. Because as I stand, I feel like I am rooted to the land, growing wholly only into her fertile garden dirt. And so I lower reverently as she speaks out to me in her simple native tongue until I nod and understand each word of wisdom, delighted that I have found her waiting in the ground on this unsuspecting dawning of the day. Did she know I'd be passing by? Was she trying to catch my eye? She waiting in the bare brown ground of early morning. Look out for snowdrops.
So now we have a